Non-profit environmental research and education organisation Atlantic Coastal Action Programme, ACAP St John, this week launched a campaign to bring awareness of the harm that can be done to ecosystems by invasive species. The Clean, Drain, Dry campaign focuses on the ways in which such species can easily and unknowingly be introduced into new ecosystems via recreational vessels. Alongside a number of events, St John's are also being offered free boat washing by Kelly's Car Wash on the city's east side, courtesy of the City of St John. Local 107.3 FM spoke with Sarah Cusack, ACAP St John's Conservation and Restoration Manager, about the campaign, which runs from August 13th to the 23rd, and the importance of the prevention of invasive species being introduced into the many bodies of water in the region.
So we're the local environmental nonprofit. We've been around for over 30 years. And this year, something new that we're doing this August is a campaign about clean, drain, dry and aquatic invasive species awareness. That's a mouthful. With the City of St. John. So this is done in partnership with the city, with us at ACAP leading it. It's an 11-day campaign. We're running from August 13th to the 24th. We have a few events going on the 16th at Florida Beach, so that's out in the Loch Lomond watershed. We're going to do an aquatic plant identification, talk about invasive species, and also just get to know the area. And then also on the 21st, we're doing a pop-up at Renforth Wharf out towards Rosse, and that's just going to be a drop-in, learn more about our program, about invasive species, and about ACAP. Throughout the week, we are also, or the 11 days, I should say, we're also going to be putting things on social media every day with the city to increase people's awareness, understanding, share facts, share information, share how you can clean, drain, dry at home. And then the big overarching piece is that Kelly's Car Wash out on the east side, so off Rosse Avenue, has agreed to partner with us to provide free boat washing. You pull up anytime they're open and they will wash your boat. You take a picture and tag us online, and that gets you entered into a draw, which you can win an inflatable paddleboard. All of those boat washes that Kelly's is going to be performing is going to actually be paid for by the city. The city is really involved and invested in promoting Clean, Drain, Dry, and they're showing it by ponying up some money to pay for people to get their boats washed. Clean, Drain, Dry awareness campaign stemmed out of the need for more conservation of our local water bodies, so rivers, lakes, our drinking watershed, and awareness about aquatic invasive species and the impacts that they can have on our resources. Invasive species are very easily moved through watercraft, so different boats, canoes, kayaks, all those different things. And everybody during the summer loves to jump around and recreate, and we just want to increase the awareness around cleaning your boats before you move in between water bodies so that we can prevent the spread of these aquatic invasive species.
What sort of species are we talking about here, and what effect they have on the ecosystem?
In St. John, we actually have a unique system because we have coastal water bodies and we have inland freshwater water bodies. So we're kind of dealing with both, actually. Our primary target is the freshwater invasive species because they're more easily spread here locally, but also coastal. So in the freshwater, we're most concerned about zebra mussel. That was detected in the Wollastook a few years ago and has been slowly moving downstream. And then also Eurasian water milfoil, which we do have in some of our water bodies in the main stem of the Wollastook. So we're looking to really prevent the spread of those two key species into our lakes and other smaller tributary river systems. Then on the coastal side, there's a whole slew of aquatic invasive species that are more so moved by boats traveling in the marine system, but we're still trying to increase awareness on that aspect, like green crab and a lot of invasive tunicates and those things.
How are invasive species transported? I mean, broadly speaking, how do they get transported from one body to another on watercraft?
Invasive species in general are just really, really good at spreading themselves, so they easily reproduce or can hitch a ride on something. So that's where Clean, Drain, Dry really gets into the hitchhikers. They're affectionately called hitchhikers. So a piece of plant material, a freshwater mussel, like a zebra mussel, they're larvae, better known as veligers. You can't see them, so they could be transported in a puddle of water in your boat. If there's any standing water left on your boat, the Eurasian water milfoil could be transported as a weed just attached to your trailer or inside your boat. So little microscopic pieces can actually cause a really big problem. So that's why, even if you're not even in a boat, it could be on your pet that goes in and out of the water. It could be on, you've gone fishing, on your fishing rod, different things like that. It's so easily transported, and aquatic landscapes are all connected, so it makes it extremely difficult to do something about it. using Eurasian water milfoil and zebra mussel as my two key examples. Depending on the system that they're introduced to, they can either very quickly take over the system, which could cause a number of impacts. It could reduce the oxygen in the water for the fish and other species. It could also cause an overproduction of algae, which could lead eventually to cyanobacteria buildup and other algae things. So it's kind of like a cascading effect. The other aspect, not just on the environmental side, is the infrastructure side. Zebra mussel are known to clog boat motors. They're known to attach to infrastructure and cause problems on dams, all of those aspects. So not only are there environmental implications, but infrastructure implications, and then also human health risks associated with that. Algae blooms can be toxic, and zebra mussel can also, their shells are very sharp. They could cause damage when you're walking along the beach and other things like that.
I want to go into a little bit of the importance of the prevention, because I mean, what happens once invasive species are in an area? I mean, is there much that can be done once they are actually established in an area?
With the aquatic systems that we have, because they're interconnected and because it's a water body, it's really hard once something's been introduced to eradicate it completely. There are very few case studies out there that have been successful at removing invasive species once they become well established. So prevention is really the key, and hence the human education part, the outreach that we're doing, talking about it and promoting these sustainable practices. So in the short answer, there's really nothing that could be done unless you want to spend a lot of money and spend many, many years trying to restore the system to what it once was pre the introduction. So that's why we're always pushing prevention in the first place.
Are there other preventative measures that people can do, other things that people can be aware of and find out more?
Yeah, so in general, even if you don't own a kayak, a canoe, a boat, it's great if you're on the lookout paying attention. If something looks a little different from your local watering hole that you're used to, like you're seeing an overgrowth of plants, it's good to take a picture and post it online or reach out to us or reach out to the Invasive Species Council for more information. Telling your friends, the people you know who you hang out on their boat, letting them know how they should be cleaning their boat between different places, and just really overarchingly being aware, because the more we know, we can provide some strong prevention that way. I encourage anyone to come out to one of our events or drop by our office. We do more than just this invasive species awareness. We're out in the community planting trees and doing different things that way. So there's more than one way to be involved, but I'd love to see everybody drop into our events, especially during this campaign. This 11 days is really our blitz of pushing information. However, there's so many different resources out there if you want to know more, how you can clean your boat at home, how you can get more involved with invasive species prevention, not just in the aquatic aspect, but like terrestrially. We've got a lot of invasive species around in St. John that if we report them and talk to people, we can increase information, increase knowledge, and increase prevention. And if anybody has questions, they are more than welcome to reach out to us anytime or drop into our office uptown. The biggest thing is just remembering to talk to people about it and being conscious when you're out in the environment.
More information about ACAP can be found at acapsj.org and on social media. If you have a tip, an idea, or a story you think the community should hear about, you can contact Local 107.3 FM at iona@cfmh.ca. This is Iona Coe for Local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.